Good afternoon and welcome to the second hour of the show. We started the Green Team a little bit earlier this week, but if you have just tuned in, it is the weekly environment show. Every week we take a look at various different news stories and initiatives, and we welcome your feedback, your comments, your thoughts and your good green ideas. You can join the show on 4001. Now, just before I introduce my next guest here in the studio, I'd like to give you another opportunity to have a go at our competition, which we have running this afternoon. It's to head to Abu Dhabi to have a look at the Treasures of the World Cultures exhibition. And we have two lunch vouchers, a tour of the exhibition, plus catalogues for the winner. And it is really fabulous. As I'd mentioned earlier, I've heard some really wonderful reports about the exhibition. It is, in fact, in collaboration with the British Museum. And there are a whole host of treasures, in fact over 250 treasures I believe, from all over the world, dating back to 2 million years. And the exhibition addresses universal themes such as leadership, heritage and faith, and that will also be found in the Zayed National Museum. Now, if you're interested and you'd like a day trip out from Dubai to Abu Dhabi to, as I said, see the exhibition, have a guided tour and then have lunch at the Fanar restaurant in the Manar Al Sadiat, I just want to know, what does Manar Al Sadiat actually mean, or literally mean? What does Manar Al Sadiat literally mean? 4001 is the text message number. Please do put your name on all of those messages and I will pick a winner at the end of the programme. Well, back to the show today, and it is a pleasure now to welcome Lokesh Aswani, who is the founder of Down to Earth Organics. Lokesh, welcome. Good to see you.
Hi, thank you. Nice being here.
Thanks for joining us. Now, tell us about Down to Earth Organics.
Well, Down to Earth as a concept started off in Dubai, say, about 18 months back.
Yeah.
And we were doing online sales of organic food products, primarily to start with. And about 9 months ago, we started off our first retail outlet. And that's it. The sailing has been smooth since then.
Great. Wow. So it's took 18 months to, I suppose, really get up and running and to where you want it to be today.
It has. It has taken a while. It's been slightly testing, but I'm sure it's worth the wait.
So what kind of products are you retailing?
We have quite a large variety of products now. It's mixed, say, among food products. It goes right from basic rice products, lentils, spices, condiments, a lot of processed food also, jams, spreads, etc., biscuits, cookies, lots of stuff.
And are they all organic?
They're all organic.
Wow.
Apart from the food products, we've just entered into cotton products. That is, we call it the back to basics range. And these are cotton towels, bed sheets, cotton wear.
And where are they all sourced from?
Their entire range of products is split into two. One is the down-to-earth range. The down-to-earth range is primarily sourced from the subcontinent, India, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, being the closest possible agricultural hubs. The other range is what's currently available in the local market from various other markets like Australia, US and UK.
Right. Now, why did you start it? We've heard about what you did, and I know that I'm not sure if this is actually your sort of initial business ideas and things, you know, what's your sort of, you know, it's sort of something that I think that you kind of got into, didn't you?
It did. Actually, I was always into food business.
Yeah.
There was food, and then there was passion to do something with a conscience.
I see.
And both these come together, blend together very well with this concept, going into organic foods. Had done quite a bit of study into agricultural markets, the way international agricultural trade runs. And organic seemed a very nice solution to a lot of the problems that we face.
Mm.
Although it's still not perfect, but it seemed like a nice solution, a way forward.
Now, how do you source the various different foods that you have? You said you meant most a lot from India and the subcontinent. How are you making sure that the food that you're sourcing is of the correct standards and regulations, complies to the regulations?
Often what we forget is that a very large quantity of the entire global consumption of any agricultural product comes from this region. And even if a very small percentage of this region's farmers go organic, that is substantial amount of organic produce coming in from this particular region, that is India, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, the subcontinent. We are working through agencies. A lot of them are social agencies, which are working for the cause of organic agriculture. One important factor that comes into play is when people speak about organic agriculture or organic food, the first thing that we think of is our health, is the environment.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a very important factor here which we have to take into consideration is the farmer's health, the farmer's economic condition. These people are using chemicals, pesticides, fertilizers, and they're living on that land. The impact is much greater. And this is currently the requirement for these kind of countries. I'm not developing countries where the number of farmers are too many. And this is where a small change can help. If we are able to bring them their produce to the market, that helps the farmers.
Now, interesting. I mean, let's take India as an example. I mean, are you finding that this is then a growing movement that's happening since you've started the business? Have you seen that there's a lot more choice, let's say, of producers that you can contact?
Yes, surprisingly, yes, because till now, both the subcontinent and the Middle East market have been very, very small. When I talk in terms of finance or economics, it has been a very small market, primarily because of awareness. But over the last 16, 18 months, we've seen it grow leaps and bounds. We've seen people talking about organic and now going into an organic lifestyle. When I say lifestyle, they do not only need organic food. They're looking for organic clothing. They're looking for organic cosmetics.
See, that's still quite new, I think, here, as far as clothing and cosmetics and things are concerned. Well, we do have some of those, actually. But I think it's a whole next realm that you've obviously tapped into already. I mean, but going back to the farmers, so do you ever sort of go to the source, or do you say you go mostly through, the farmer themselves, you mostly go through agencies, do you?
No, we do go through the source. We go right down to the farmers. In fact, during my what I call the study phase that lasted about 12, 18 months, that independently, I did go right down to the farm level.
Yeah.
Again, with the help of these agencies, right. Because getting in touch with farmers in remote areas doing organic agriculture is a hassle in such a big country and such a big region. So, of course, we went down to the farmers, not all of them, but quite a lot of them, studied what are their methods of producing and the certification processes. There is a reasonable amount of due diligence done when we have started this. So we've done reasonable amount of work to be confident of the products that we're bringing.
Right. That's good to hear, actually, that you are very much sort of on the ground looking at the produce that you bring in. And in terms of certification, I just keep using India as an example, but do they have their own certification board like there is in Europe and the US and Australia, I think?
They do. India has its own certification board, but just to be sure, through all the agencies that we go through, They resort to a lot more certifications than just Indian certifications. So we have certifications from the USDA, the EU, the BioSUEZ, the JAS. What happens with these three, four different kinds of certifications for each farm or each product is that we're fairly safe. We know, I mean, it's been covered by three different certifying agencies. So it's got to be okay.
Yeah, no, I would hope so.
Sure.
And it's interesting that you say that it's a growing trend. Excuse the pun there, but that organic farming is sort of catching on, because I would imagine that you've got less produce, because it's not necessarily always a sort of intensive farming, is it? As more sort of traditional farming is.
That's true, but that's true only for some products, and it's not a global issue as yet. There is a decline in productivity or the efficiency of the farm, but that's covered up over a couple of years. Maybe the first year, the second year, you don't use any chemicals or pesticides, there is an issue. But over a couple of years, the farmers begin to use the resources very intelligently. The issue right now with global trade is we look at production from a farm on a weight point of view. Mm-hmm. We take what is a kilogram production.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather go with something like what is a nutrition production.
Yeah, true.
It's the problem with intensive farming is the monoculture.
Mm-hmm.
a farm only grows one product. The advantage of organic farming or biodynamic farming is one farm can at any point in time grow three different crops.
Right.
All contributing to nutrition, mm-hmm. all contributing to the farmer's economics.
Mm. So in essence then, would you say a lot of the farmers are going back to sort of basics, going back to the original concept of farming, which is exactly what it was? It wasn't necessarily all mono farming, was it? It was complementary crops. There was laying fields fallow and then planting the next day, you know, making sure that the soil is still full of nutrients, etc. Mm-hmm. Going back to, I suppose, what traditionally, as I said, farming really was all about.
Exactly. A lot of people are preferring to adapt that. We've seen this movement now in the Middle East also. In the UAE, there are a lot many farmers who are now picking up organic practices, although much more difficult here. But yes, there is an initiative. People want to go back to basics. Everybody wants to see, I mean, when we speak to farmers, a lot of farmers say that. I mean, I don't grow my crops. The crops that I consume, I don't grow them the way I would grow crops that I sell to the market.
Mm.
They know the benefits. They know the advantages of non-chemical based farming.
Yeah. And do you source any of your of the retail stock from this part of the world, from the UAE or from the Middle East?
A little bit of fresh produce.
Okay.
We're not very heavily into fresh produce and greens as yet, but whatever little we do, we prefer it local.
Yeah. As you said, you do mostly rice and pulses, spices, these various different sorts of things. I've just looked at the clock, Lokesh. We must take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk further about the produce, about the business itself, and really about, I suppose, your future prospects as well, and what you sort of think the future holds for the down-to-earth organics.
Sure.